If you made a list of your favorite plays or musicals that might make you think of the holidays, it's doubtful that the Leonard and Lowe musical Camelot would make your top 10, or for that matter, the top 25. Despite a production that's well-performed, visually attractive, and terrifically sung, the production that is at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany through December 24th won't move that needle in an upward direction, which is rather odd. Camelot is, at least for the first act, a musical filled with memorable music, romance, and bigger-than-life characters. It is a score that includes such lovely songs as If Ever I Would Leave You, How to Handle a Woman, C'est Moi, and of course, the title song, which will worm its way into your memory bank for days. 2. There are upbeat production numbers like The Merry Month of May and Take Me to the Fair. Even in a darker second act, numbers like Seven Deadly Virtues and What Do the Simple Folk Do offer opportunities for fun. The story is less frothy than is the score. Camelot is about a mythical kingdom, and like most myths, it has something to say about the world in which we live. It expresses hope that there can exist a just place where men can live in peace and work together for the common good. When evil is introduced to the mix, human weaknesses divide the population, and a perfect society turns against its virtuous leader, and civil war destroys the country. It's almost impossible not to be saddened and dismayed at the fragility of idealism as shown in Camelot. If a love triangle between King Arthur, Lady Guinevere, and Sir Lancelot can bring ruin to a community dedicated to peace and prosperity for all, you must wonder what chance does any society have to prevail over powerful forces of negativism and dissension. No, the problem with the show is neither its terrific score nor its important message. The problem comes from the 56-year-old musical showing its age. This is a quintessential old-fashioned musical that takes 2.5 hours to complete. And despite director Maggie Mancinelli's Cahill's vibrant and imaginative staging, the work seems to take forever to finish. The play's forward thrust is continuously thwarted as new characters are introduced and given mandatory exposition numbers. The stop-and-go rhythms of the play are such that the cleverest of staging is rendered helpless. The performers are as valiant as they are talented. The three leads, Kevin Maguire as Arthur, Lena Rideout as Guinevere, and Oliver Thornton as Lancelot, sing wonderfully and find humanity in their flawed characters. It's a special delight to see the three actors and the director take risks by offering their own interpretation of these iconic characters. There's a surprisingly large cast who double and triple role, as well as playing musical instruments, as they also serve as an orchestra. When you read their biographies, you'll be impressed by the quality of the cast experience. Watching their work on stage, you will be in awe of their talent. This is a fine production of a classic musical that speaks to today's political landscape, but yet seems strangely dated. Camelot continues at Capitol Repertory Theater, downtown Albany, through December 24th. For schedule and ticket information, call 518-445-7469. This is Bob Geffert for the Troy Record.